Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. There are so many great nonprofits in San Diego County doing great work to improve our lives, our health, our communities. There are also quite a few local businesses that do their part to give back to the community. One of those businesses is Mission Federal Credit Union. Joining us this morning to talk about how they're helping in the community is Mission Federal Credit Union Community Relations Officer Enrique Meza. Welcome, Enrique.
Thanks for having me today, Gary. Good morning.
Nice to see you. Nice to have you on the show today. I had Mission Fed on the show almost 2 years ago, I think. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Mission Fed? Now, you started originally, Mission Fed started out as the Public Schools Federal Credit Union, right?
That's correct. Back in 1961, and the Mission Fed story is one that starts at the, we like to say, which is true, it's borrowing a desk at the San Diego County Office of Education.
And that was as the Public Schools Federal Credit Union. When did you change the name to Mission Federal Credit Union?
So that start was in 1961. So we're on about to do 58 years serving the community. And the change to Mission Federal Credit Union came in the early 2000s. And now our charter is such that, as in 1961, starting with the focus on teachers, and now our charter is open to everyone who lives, plays, worships, and studies in San Diego County.
And for those that may not know, what is the difference between a credit union and your everyday bank?
It's a great question. So credit unions, our intent is to serve people. And so as a credit union, one of the biggest what distinguishes us really is our volunteer board of directors as opposed to shareholders that are running banks. So with credit unions, the way I see it, the way I like to explain it is we have sort of like a three-pillar approach to how we run our business. Profits that are available or made through the credit union will be sort of split and go into other three directions. One will be for our members and giving our members better rates, home loans, whatnot, to our employees, so giving them better offerings and better opportunities to, of course, for us to maintain our talent. And then the thirdfold, which is what I'm here to talk about, the community. And the Mission Fed and the credit union approach to give back is in our blood, and it's a credit union sort of mantra to give back and to serve the communities that they serve.
And isn't Mission Fed or all credit unions not for profits?
That is correct.
Big difference between nonprofit and not for profit, right?
Correct. So the not for profit structure is what makes a credit union different from a bank.
And again, you said the reason you're here today is to talk about what Mission Fed does in the community, and you've got a huge commitment to doing that. You say it's in your blood. So this is something that Mission Fed has been about from the beginning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the give back with credit unions and the give back for Mission Federal Credit Union, of course, having started in the educational field and the educational community was with teachers. We still do that, and I can talk and share about some of the teacher and classroom and education programs that we are proud to support. But we branched out, of course, and so we now have the ability, we're very thankful for, to support a variety of causes in a variety of sort of like challenges that we face in our region.
And why is it so important for Mission Fed to do this?
So really the importance of it, we like to think of trying to make San Diego what is not just America's finest city, as it's often referred to, but we like to think of it as America's kindest region. So the targeted efforts that we are focusing on, everything from art appreciation, educational support, at the end of the day, really is just that we want to make sure that we're part of building a more resilient San Diego County.
Okay, now I had someone from Mission Fed on the show last week, actually, with the American Heart Association. We were talking about heart health and the Go Red for Women campaign. American Heart Month is this month, February. So it was great that we had them on last week to talk about that. And you are, Mission Fed is involved with the Go Red for Women campaign, aren't they?
Exactly. Absolutely. So the Go Red for Women campaign, it's a campaign that is organized through the American Heart Association. The San Diego chapter, our support of the AHA locally, encourages people to go into any of our 31 branches, purchase what is a red dress charm bracelet for $10, and a $10 donation goes a long way. Last year, we were able to raise over $20,000 in local and community support for the American Heart Association. And the whole idea of the American Heart Association, the Go Red for Women campaign, is, of course, focused on the number one killer of women in society, and that's heart disease. So in addition to raising awareness about heart disease and the idea of living a healthier life, not just for women, but throughout the entire community, that's the type of life-saving work that we're proud to support. And so, again, we are raising this year. Our focus is $30,000, so we're going to reach $10,000 more than last year. And I think we're almost halfway there through the campaign that runs through the end of February.
Okay, so it goes through the month.
Correct.
Okay, and all these bracelets are available for purchase at all your branches?
All of our 31 branches. $10 gets you a red dress charm bracelet.
And how many years you've been doing this?
This is now our third year in partnership with the American Heart Association.
And each year that you've done this, has it been bracelets?
No. So the first year we had a red dress lapel pin that was being sold and that was being offered at the branches. Last year we changed it to this red dress charm bracelet, and it was much more popular. And so this year we're continuing it, and again hoping to build on last year's success.
And these are bracelets. They're not from the American Heart Association. These are ones that the Mission Fed has had designed and made.
Correct. They're unique to our campaign, and they're unique to the partnership that we have with the San Diego chapter of the American Heart Association.
And all the money that you raise from these bracelets that you sell at your branches, it all goes to the American Heart Association?
That is correct. That it's one of the multiple nonprofits that we support in San Diego with a very similar approach of raising money, raising awareness, and of course, very important funds that are going to be used by the nonprofit, in this case being the American Heart Association.
What else do you do for the American Heart Association? Do you do other fundraising efforts for them?
So fundraising, not necessarily for the American Heart Association. We do sponsor the Go Red for Women luncheon, which is coming up at the end of February at the Fairmont Del Mar.
Uh-huh.
In addition to that, this year, actually, we did elevate our sponsorship with the American Heart Association, and we want to partner with AHA's approach on CPR training throughout San Diego County at various schools.
Another area that you're involved in, it is Girl Scout cookie time again.
Yes.
And you are, Mission Fed is involved in this as well. Tell us about that.
Correct. That's another one of our very popular partnerships is with the Girl Scout San Diego. And with Girl Scout San Diego, our not all, but some of our branches are available for cookie sales. And so, as your listeners are very well aware of, the Girl Scout cookie program has been around for, I believe, over 100 years. And it is the largest financial literacy program in the world. We're proud to support it. Financial literacy, again, is part of who we are in terms of the give back to the community. And with the Girl Scouts, we actually have multiple points of offering and partnerships and opportunity with them. One of them is actually, in addition to selling Girl Scout cookies at the branches, it's referred to as a troop takeover. And so Girl Scout troop leaders can actually contact any of our branches and schedule an opportunity for the Girl Scout troop to visit the branch. And while they're there, they're learning about things like the process of money, so how money is made, identifying counterfeit money, for example. That's another one. But just as important is just the importance of savings. Once Girl Scouts go through one of these troop takeovers and some other program-related materials, they'll earn what is referred to as a Money Madness patch. And it's a patch that I've seen Girl Scouts proudly wear, and as part of their ceremony, of course, on their vest or whatnot.
And how long is the cookie sale again?
So the cookie sale goes on through the end of February as well.
That's also through the end of February.
Correct.
And this is only available. I love this time of year.
And your favorite cookie, Gary?
I'm boring. I like the shortbread.
Okay, I'm a thin mint kind of guy.
Although you know they have a new cookie this year, but it's not available here in San Diego County.
Which is?
I can't remember. It has caramel in it. I know that. I think it's caramel chocolate or something like that.
Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. Maybe someone listening out there can somehow lobby the Girl Scouts to
allow San Diegans to take part in that.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the s'mores, though.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites, too.
You know, interesting enough, there is on the Girl Scout San Diego website, besides seeing all the nutritional value of the cookies and whatnot, you'll learn more about the importance of the program and what it means for Girl Scouts to actually sell cookies, what they do with the funds, how that is important to provide program opportunities for girls locally in science, tech, education, and whatnot. So, again, we're very proud to offer our branches as places where people can interact with Girl Scouts and also learn more about the importance of the Girl Scout program in San Diego.
And again, you said that they're not available at all your branches?
Correct. I wish we had a list, whether online or through the Girl Scout program website, where people can see where and where not. But we don't yet have a list. So I would encourage the listeners to maybe either call ahead and see. Again, they can visit missionfed.com/branches to see where branches are available. We have 31 in the county. But I don't have a list of which ones do and which ones do not.
Best advice then, just give a call first if you want to buy them.
Give a call first, exactly.
If you want to buy them from Mission Fed.
Yes.
And just like with the bracelets, with the American Heart Association, money raised, of course, from the Girl Scout cookies, the sale of those cookies, none of it goes back to Mission Fed. It all goes right back to the Girl Scouts like it should be.
That is correct. That is correct. And again, I mentioned the troop takeovers earlier today, but last year we had over 116 troop takeover requests come in through all the troops, and we're hoping to be able to have as many of these take place at our branches as possible.
Great. You guys are all over the place, and I think it's great. I love it. And again, that's why you're here today, because I love what you're doing in the community. But another event that you take part in is a favorite of mine, and that's Art Walk. That's coming up in April, right?
That's correct. This is going to be, I believe, the 35th year that Mission Federal Art Walk will take place in the streets of Little Italy. This is going to be now our 11th year that we're probably going to be supporting Mission Federal Art Walk. And it's set this year for April 27th and 28th. It's 2 days where over 100,000 spectators and really people come to celebrate what will be 350 visual and performing artists. They're assembling, again, all through the streets of Little Italy. There's music, there's food. But there's a very unique interaction that takes place at Art Walk that is hard to replicate anywhere else, really, in our county. It's the largest of its kind of a fine arts festival in Southern California. And, you know, we're excited that through Art Walk and through our support of Art Walk, you have people that are able to interact and learn from and actually see and engage and purchase art from not just local artists, but national artists as well as international artists, including some. There's a wing of a block right in front of the Mexican consulate that brings in artists, regional artists in Baja, which is, again, offers them the opportunity to showcase and show some of that very unique Baja art that is only found here in Art Walk.
And I think one year that I went, and one of the things I really liked about it, too, is there was, and I don't know if they do it every year, but there was an area for sidewalk art.
The chalk art.
Chalk art, yeah.
Chalk art, yeah. So the chalk art is still part of Art Walk, and it's part of the Art Walk that takes place in Carlsbad. So Art Walk now has three Art Walk events. The Mission Federal Art Walk, as it's called, is the biggest one, and that's the one that's taking place in April. That's the one in Little Italy. The Mission Fed Carlsbad Art Walk takes place in September.
I did see it once at the one in Little Italy, but that may have been years ago. But I did see it at the one in Carlsbad. I did go there last year, and I saw the art walk there, or the chalk walk.
Yeah.
Chalk art.
The chalk art.
Chalk art walk.
Chalk walk.
And I love it. I love that kind of stuff. Again, this is the date in Little Italy is when?
Little Italy, April 27th and 28th, Saturday and a Sunday.
And this is absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Bring the family. We highly, highly encourage everyone to take public transportation to it. As a matter of fact, that weekend, some of the rideshare, Lyft, Ubers will do some promotions unique to Art Walk to make sure that people are able to get there because there's limited parking. But if anything, again, the excitement is there, and it's a wonderful festival that I know the community, not just Little Italy, but really all of San Diego County really cherishes and looks forward to every year.
Now, I saw something somewhere about Mission Fed and Kids Free at the zoo and the Zoo Safari Park. What's your connection there?
So that's another popular one and one that we're very proud to be a part of. So Mission Fed, again, I mentioned that our focus on the give back is started with schools and education. And part of that, give back to the San Diego Zoo and really San Diego Zoo Global, is the education element when it comes to sustainability and the importance of our environment. So with the zoo, we have a unique partnership where every October, Kids Free in October, offers the opportunity for kids 11 and under to visit the San Diego Zoo or the Safari Park for free. And that's a partnership that, again, allows kids to learn about, you know, animal care, conservation science. But, you know, just as important, it also allows to support families that cannot afford or may not be able to afford admission to the zoo or the park. We understand, based off the numbers that the zoo provides to us and the Safari Park, that over 160,000 children are visiting the zoo and Safari Park in the month of October, which is the highest amount they have throughout the whole year. So the partnership that we have with the zoo makes that happen.
I knew about the Kids Free in October, but I didn't know that Mission Fed was a part of that.
Absolutely. And so it's one of two Kids Free programs that we are a part of. The other one is with the San Diego Museum Council, and that allows 40-plus museums to offer free admission to kids 12 and under. And that's awesome because that allows, really, that's county-wide museums. Balboa Park is known for museums, which is great. Some of those museums partner in this, but it's county-wide. You have museums in Carlsbad. You have the Living Coast in Chula Vista. Uh-huh. You have museums in East County that are offering free admission for kids 12 and under. That also takes place in October, and that's kids-free through and in partnership with the San Diego Museum Council.
There's another one. I knew about the Kids Free in October museums, but I did not know Mission Fed
October
was a part of
that. October is a fantastic month to be a kid in San Diego.
It really is.
Absolutely. And so these are just two of the opportunities that we offer the community in October. But again, they're two of the most popular ones that we're familiar with. And if anything, it offers kids and their families to enjoy San Diego County.
Now, you have a partnership with the Padres, too, don't you?
We do. We do. That's the partnership with the Padres. It's the reviving baseball in the inner cities. The RBI program, as it's referred to. The RBI program is a focus on really just getting youth to be active. Just as the program states, reviving baseball in the inner cities. The program allows for students to play baseball and softball for free at different parks throughout San Diego County. And in partnership with the RBI program and in partnership that the Padres have a variety of local organizations, entities, and businesses, it allows students to and kids to not have to worry about purchasing some of these costly items to play the sport of baseball and or softball. So Mission Fed, our part of it, you'll see when if you were to go out to the summer league and see any of these kids play, Mission Fed, our name is on the hat, which is a Padres hat with the Mission Fed logo on there. But you'll see kids that are outfitted with cleats, again, full top to bottom jerseys and whatnot. But it allows them opportunity to experience baseball. And that is something that runs through the summer months, and typically in partnership with YMCA or hosted at YMCA parks across the city and across the county of San Diego.
So when we talk about you and Mission Fed and the partnerships, basically you're the financial partner. You're sponsoring them in that way.
Correct.
So without your help, these kids wouldn't have these uniforms and such.
Correct. Mission Fed, you know, again, the give back element and the support of really well over 200 nonprofits all across San Diego County, it's just that. It's the ability to experience a museum, the ability to experience baseball. With the, you know, I mentioned the Living Coast earlier today. The Living Coast is a proud partner of ours as well. Museums that, you know, opportunities, programs that they have during the summer, the zoo, Safari Park, and I can go on and on. But you know, the tangible also comes through partnerships with, which, you know, I hadn't mentioned, but the San Diego Food Bank. And in September is Hunger Awareness Month. And so we have a partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, whereas the Food for Kids Backpack Program, we encourage people to come into our branches, the community, and donate $5 to the Food for Kids Backpack Program. And so that program will really, $5 is what it costs to feed a child through the weekend. With a backpack full of food. Well, this last year, as we encourage the community and together with the support of San Diegans, our members, our employees and teammates, we were able to raise $26,000 for the Food for Kids backpack program. And that is equal to 5,200 additional backpacks full of food. And what it also offers is it offers a Food for Kids backpack program to reach and enter other schools that are actually on a waiting list to participate on this program. So you have the tangible effect of food in someone's home as a result of the work that we're doing. Two, experiencing a zoo activity. So it's all over the place too, experiencing art at Art Walk. So that's what makes us really proud that we have a variety of these set up all across the county.
Now, speaking of nonprofits, what is your mission for nonprofits program?
So the mission for nonprofit program, that is a program that allows nonprofits to benefit from anyone opening up a new account for Mission Fed. Through that program last year, we have about 164 Mission for Nonprofit partners. And so, in essence, if you have a nonprofit in mind, or maybe a nonprofit that you want to support, when you do open up an account at Mission Fed and you reference the Mission for Nonprofit partner that you want to support, they will get a donation on your behalf. Last year, through this program, we were able to raise $7,200 for Mission for Nonprofit partners all across San Diego County.
That's great. And again, giving back to the community, a huge part of what Mission Fed is, as we've discussed this morning. But it's also not just what the company is doing, what Mission Fed is doing, but it's kind of encouraged with your employees, isn't it, too, to get out there and help in the community, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The volunteer element of Mission Fed is something that we are also very proud of. You know, it can be from building houses with the Habitat for Humanity. Last year we did a project in El Cajon to feeding the homeless population. We partnered with the Burrito Boys. It's a very unique, very, very unique local nonprofit. I encourage your listeners to learn more about them. But with the Burrito Boys, we did a homeless population feeding up burritos in the East Village in downtown San Diego. We also have volunteer events where we partner with Coast Keeper Surfrider and encourage our teammates to do a beach cleanup. We did one in Carlsbad, Oceanside. We have them down south in Chula Vista. But we also encourage our teammates to support diversity by volunteering to be at Pride, which is the Pride Parade in July, mm-hmm. one of the biggest in all the United States, to volunteering with the food bank and creating baskets and food for seniors. So volunteering is also another strong element of that give back that I mentioned. So it's not just the monetary support. It's not just the in-kind media. It's not just the partnerships at a high level with nonprofits, but it's also our teammates understanding that it's just as important for them to be out in the community representing us, but giving back in their own way.
It's a great feeling when you get out there and do that.
Absolutely.
We have just a couple more minutes left. Any other programs or partnerships that you'd like to mention in these last couple of minutes?
So another program that I do want to spotlight on is our partnership with Cal State San Marcos. And it's now one of the largest growing Cal State universities that we have in the state of California. And through the partnership with Cal State University, we actually have a collaboration with their athletics department. And so that partnership allows us to be what they're referring to as a founding partner for this upcoming season. But just as important, it allows us to support athletics in a very fast-growing community of San Marcos. We have a branch up there, but it also allows us to connect with athletes, up-and-coming athletes that are focusing, of course, on their career, focusing on their academics, and looking at Cal State San Marcos Athletics as that platform for their future success. And so we can be a part of it, and we can have a footprint at a university locally and have a partnership with Cal State San Marcos like it's burgeoning as it is, then we're very proud of that as well.
All right. So, again, your Go Red for Women bracelets available for purchase at all your branches. Again, that's through the month of February, right?
Correct. So go out and get your Go Red for Women red dress charm bracelet. $10 donation goes to the American Heart Association, and that's available at any one of our 31 branches.
And Girl Scout cookies available for purchase as well at select branches.
Correct.
Best to give a call first before you go.
Best to give a call. And if anything, you can also go on the Girl Scout San Diego website. I'm sure find the nearest place to purchase cookies. Highly recommend that as well. Girl Scouts San Diego is a wonderful organization doing fantastic work in our girls and young women.
And that, too, is through February.
Correct.
All right. What's Mission Fed's website?
So our website is missionfed.com. And a lot of some of the programs, sponsorships, ways that we give back are available on missionfed.com/community.
Okay. And are you on social media?
We are. You can find us on Instagram find us on Twitter as well as our Facebook page. And then we highly encourage, again, learning more about what we do. But we also want to encourage listeners to just give back in any way that they can. You know, the popular time, talent, treasure approach is something that we feel we are proud to collectively be a part of that. But we also want to encourage listeners that, you know, they can do their own part. And no matter what community they're listening to this at, it can be here locally in San Diego, it can be across the world somewhere in China or in Europe or Africa. But that importance of giving back and taking ownership of your own community is something that we feel like anyone can do.
Yeah, great message. I love what you're doing at Mission Federal Credit Union. Enrique, thanks for being on the show. And thanks for all that you and Mission Fed do in the community. It's appreciated. Keep doing what you're doing.
Likewise, Gary. Thank you for having us. And again, thank you for what you're doing for promoting and raising awareness of all the nonprofits here in San Diego.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Susan G. Komen, San Diego. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.